The Federal Disability Commissioner has written to state and territory governments expressing concern about the number of young women with disabilities who are being sterilised. Graham Innes says anecdotal evidence suggests that the number of procedures being carried out without court approval is actually rising. Disability advocates say their members relate distressing tales of women finding out only years after the fact that they've been sterilised. The commissioner says sterilisation can only ever be justified when there are compelling medical reasons. Barbara Miller reports.
The way Stella Young tells it, she had a narrow escape. The editor of the ABC's disability website, Ramp Up, says she was almost sterilised as a very young child.
When I was four, I was on holiday with my parents in Adelaide, and I broke my leg while I was there, and they took me to the hospital and they reset my leg. And one of the doctors said to them, while she's here, we might as well do the hysterectomy, which was shocking because I was a four-year-old child. And my parents, thankfully, were very empowered and didn't take everything that doctors said to be gospel truth. And they got me out of there as quickly as possible.
Some children and women don't get away, though. Christina Ryan works for the Canberra-based group Advocacy for Inclusion and represents Women with Disabilities Australia.
We know of women who have gone in as young women, taken to hospital for another procedure and been sterilised, or told that they're going to have their tummy fixed, and then find out 20 years later that actually what happened on that day was that they got sterilised and nobody told them.
The anecdotal information that I have had is not just from one place or one state. We have heard that these things are occurring in different parts of Australia.
Graham Innes is the Federal Disability Discrimination Commissioner.
People might do things like use different Medicare numbers because there's no Medicare number for this process that isn't linked to a court approval, but doctors may find informal ways to do it, and that's very concerning.
So this would be happening that someone's parents or carers were going to a practitioner and saying, we really want to get this girl sterilised, can you find a way of doing it?
That's what it's been suggested to us is occurring.
The Disability Commissioner says he also has concerns that courts are approving sterilisation when they shouldn't be, and he's written to the federal and state and territory governments to try and get a handle on the scale of the problem.
The Convention on the Rights of People with Disability is very clear that sterilisation should only occur for therapeutic purposes, that is, where there's a medical emergency. And if there is a need for better menstrual control, or if there are concerns about sexual activity which may occur, then there are other far less radical ways to deal with those issues than the very invasive process of sterilisation.
The organisation Women with Disabilities Australia also takes exception to the arguments that sterilisation relieves young women and their carers from the burden of menstruation, or that it is useful in preventing unwanted pregnancies.
We would argue that people should have appropriate care so that it is not a burden, and that young women don't need to have their bodies violated to make care easier. To prevent unexpected pregnancy, we would suggest that, frankly, it's not an acceptable argument. We know that the level of sexual assault for women with disabilities is extremely high, and if this is another way to make it easy to get away with it, then frankly it's completely unacceptable.
Disability advocates say sterilisation, particularly in prepubescent girls, can cause long-term health problems, and many women struggle with the psychological impacts. Christina Ryan.
There's still assumptions that the bodies of women with disabilities are not our own, and that they should be subjected to control by courts and other people. And it's that level of lack of autonomy and that level of intrusion into your personal integrity that is so shocking and hard to reconcile yourself with. So in a country like this where we know and respect everybody as equals, it seems incongruous that we could be going ahead with procedures like this.
Christina Ryan from Women with Disabilities Australia. Barbara Miller was the reporter.